This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Listen, this story really caught our attention. The headline is Betrayed. Some UConn students waitlisted for housing after UConn revokes housing guarantee. You know, listen, my daughter's a freshman in college. She's guaranteed housing at her school for 2 years, but there is opportunity to stay on campus for years 3 and 4. Some schools guarantee housing for 4. And UConn, and again, and we'll get to it in a minute with Natasha Sokolov, who wrote the piece, it sounds like they've gone back on their word when it comes to guaranteeing housing, and it's left not only people, parents and students upset, but kind of in a really difficult position. And we welcome Natasha Sokolov from CT Insider. And again, you can read the piece at ctinsider.com. We welcome her to Brian and Company. Natasha, good morning. How are you?
Well, how are you?
I'm well. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it. And it's a good piece. Obviously I really, really glossed it over. Can you just sort of summarize what's happening with housing at the University of Connecticut?
Yes, definitely. And thank you for having me on. So essentially, if you're a student at UConn, that used to mean that you would automatically be guaranteed campus housing for all 4 of your undergraduate years or for 8 semesters. But UConn recently revoked that guarantee and basically just started putting students on a wait list for housing next year. So that means that students who accepted their offer, kind of depending on that guarantee, are, like you said, Brian, in a pretty difficult spot right now. So I spoke to a couple of UConn parents to hear about that and what that really means for them and their students.
So a couple questions here. We know UConn has broken application records the last couple of years. I mean, whether it's because of the basketball team or what have you, either way, school's hot. Is it over-enrolled? Are there too many students in stores?
You know, that's a good question. The university didn't specifically give a reason for changing the housing policy, but at least the way that the parents I spoke to saw it, UConn was just accepting more students than it had room for. And like you said, UConn did see a record high number of applicants this year, and that will likely mean a record number of students in the fall. So with too many students than beds on campus, you know, it creates a really difficult situation for the university as well. And what happened for this current school year was they also saw some record high enrollment. So UConn actually leased some off-campus apartments and basically turned lounge spaces in the store's residence halls into living spaces. But this year, or this coming fall, it looks like they're planning on leasing even more of those off-campus apartments, but it still won't be enough to have room for all of the admitted students.
Yeah, and the problem, we're talking with Natasha Sokolov from CT Insider about the housing crunch for students at the University of Connecticut. If they do lease some of those rooms, that also takes capacity out of the rental market. And now I see a situation where, you know, because it's not like the school's in a big college town or even a city. This is a small town, Connecticut. Rents could go way up because capacity could be reduced.
Exactly. And that was actually a big part of what one of the parents I spoke to said. She said she and her daughter aren't able to even stay at UConn if they don't have a spot in the on-campus housing because of that issue with finding off-campus apartments and because they simply can't afford it. I mean, when you're talking about off-campus housing, you have to consider not only finding a place, but also the timing with the lease and also having a car, which some students don't have. So there's a lot of extra expenses built into that parents say they haven't budgeted for.
Yeah, it's a tough situation. If somebody's got to transfer over this, that's just terrible. We're talking with Natasha Sokolov from CT Insider. And again, you can read the piece at ctinsider.com. So you give a little bit of insight. I mean, the school said they were going to maybe lease some more apartments. What else are they saying about this situation?
You know, I mean, it's they're pretty much just saying that they're doing their best right now and that they're going to be letting students know as soon as more spots open up. Let's see, a spokesperson did say that the university was able to offer housing last year to those on the wait list as some students' plans changed and beds became available, and they're anticipating a similar trend this year because there are some off-campus options opening up, it looks like, and just students' plans change in the fall. But as parents noted, that doesn't give them a lot of time to still find an apartment, sign a lease.
Right.
So it's a pretty difficult situation, it seems, for a lot of parents and for those students that are currently on the wait list.
So education is your beat, is that right?
Yes, it is.
Okay, well, there's two things. You know, my wife works in education, and I started my career as a teacher, but I was a crappy one, so I ended up going into journalism. But I'm curious about a couple of things. One is I hear that, you know, a lot more students, it seems, apply to state schools outside of their home state. I have friends who have kids who go to University of Alabama, University of Tennessee, and the state schools love it because they get more tuition, right? They can make more money. And I wonder if you're encountering or if it's a story maybe for a future date about, you know, students not, you know, getting into UConn stores who 10 years ago would have because they're taking more out-of-state kids. Is there anything to that?
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code SHAVE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code SHAVE. Enjoy.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball.
Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.
Story?
You know, I'm not too sure about that. You definitely have a point there, though. Actually, one of the parents I spoke to, she said that her daughter's, I believe it was a friend or another family member who lives in Connecticut, applied to UConn for this coming fall and wasn't accepted despite having, I mean, what she said was a very good GPA, extracurriculars, things that would typically favor you in admission. So I'm not sure if that's a matter of them favoring out of state students or not. But no, it's definitely something to think about, especially as we're seeing these enrollment spikes, not only with UConn, but some other schools in Connecticut as well.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's getting more and more competitive at these schools. Last question is, you know, obviously the news of these layoffs at the Federal Department of Education. You did a story with Jordan Fenster on, you know, how involved the federal education department is in Connecticut. How much do we depend on that federal department and the money?
Yeah, definitely. Something that's super top of mind right now, obviously. But, I mean, Connecticut schools are primarily funded through local and state levels. But I will say the federal department does a lot, especially for these certain funding streams, like supporting students with disabilities and supporting high-needs districts that really depend on this money. So when you're seeing layoffs, that could certainly, I've spoken to experts who say that could certainly lead to disruptions, even if the department isn't actually dismantled, laying off the workers that are in charge of distributing these funds and in charge of overseeing these programs. That could result in some pauses, some freezes, and just overall disruptions to the funding that schools are very, very dependent on in Connecticut, even if it's not this year, but once the new budget cycle starts up. Some education advocates and state leaders I've spoken to are certainly bracing themselves for the impacts of that.
Yeah, and Natasha's most recent piece that was pushed out last night, how Trump downsizing the education department could affect Connecticut schools, that is at ctinsider.com. It's great to make the connection, Natasha. We follow education pretty closely here, so we look forward to talking again down the road.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
Have a great day.